Arizona has a rich history of film and TV production, from iconic westerns to famous horror movies and even music videos. Well, new tax incentives passed by the legislature kick in next year and promise to expand the amount of projects shot in the state. As KJZZ's Tom Maxidon reports, the tax breaks are aimed at big-budget projects, but indie makers will profit as well.
The opening titles of Alfred Hitchcock's iconic film Psycho provide a dateline, Phoenix. The camera pans a much different skyline before landing at the window ledge of a room in the former Jefferson Hotel, now the Barrister Building, where actors John Gavin and Janet Leigh have just Netflixed and chilled, so to speak.
Never did eat your lunch, did you?
I better get back to the office. These extended lunch hours give my boss excess acid.
Why don't you call your boss and tell him you're taking the rest of the afternoon off? Friday anyway, and hot.
While Psycho is undoubtedly a classic, horror is the lesser of the genres emanating from Arizona.
Oh my God, it's Josie Whale!
Why, you're gonna pull those pistols and whistle Dixie.
Wretched slugs. Don't any of you have the guts to play for blood?
I'm your huckleberry. That's just my game.
Filmmakers for westerns like The Outlaw Josie Wales and Tombstone chose to shoot in Arizona for a reason, because of the state's iconic vistas and ready-made sets like Old Tucson Studios. While the exact details are still being worked out, the Arizona Commerce Authority, which is charged with finalizing the application process for incentives, has a record of spurring economic success.
For fiscal year 21 and 22, we assisted 350 projects with an estimated value of $170 million.
Matthew Earl Jones is director of the Commerce Authority's Film and Digital Media Program. He's also the brother of one of America's legendary actors who gave voice to one of the most infamous villains in the galaxy. Yes, James Earl Jones. And while the tax breaks are aimed at large-scale productions, Matthew Earl Jones says all the programs of the film office and incentives are open to local producers. He encourages Arizona creatives in the industry to apply for them.
In the Commerce Authority, we're about local jobs. We're hoping that not only do these programs help, but more importantly, that it helps people see that they can not only learn their craft in Arizona, but they can pursue their craft in Arizona. They can make money here. One of the things that's important to our office is that we don't keep losing the brightest, youngest minds who graduate from the great film schools in our state and then feel they have to leave.
Jones also believes tribal nations in Arizona will profit, highlighting an agreement signed by outgoing Navajo Nation President Jonathan Nez.
President Nez signed an MOU for the State Film Office to work with the Navajo Nation to help them promote their assets, help train their people, and really help promote filming on the Navajo Nation. Beyonce shot some scenes for the Lion King video at Havasupai Falls.
Valley-based actress, playwright, screenwriter, and filmmaker Pepper Chambers believes respect for the land and locals is important when awarding bids.
I'm interested that filmmakers don't come here as colonizers who film and leave. We have to be respectful of the land and of the people, what that means is hire locally so that people can learn and take knowledge and experience back to their own communities and make their own stories.
But apart from tax incentives, what also makes Arizona attractive?
Arizona has a very diverse landscape. So you can go 2 hours north, get full lush forests, you can get snow, you can go 2 hours south, you can get dunes and deserts. You go even further south, there's a mining town. So we just have so much in one state that we can offer these productions. So that way they can film the entire film or show right here without having to go back to Los Angeles for any sort of pickup shots.
That's Bella Hibbs, executive director of Valley-based Good Faith Casting. She sees an opportunity for locals to benefit.
The film incentive is for bigger budget production, so that money does go into the state. But I do think independent filmmakers will still see a benefit, being able to even work on those productions, make those connections, and hopefully get their film either funded or produced.
Scottsdale-based indie filmmaker Robert Conway agrees.
I think overall it's really good, and I wish they would help smaller film too, but starting with multi-millions, the good thing is it's going to help the economy a lot. It's going to give people out here jobs. And there's a lot of really quality crew people. I was disputing the account of a colleague of mine who shot something out here and said, I couldn't find any good crew. I'm like, you should have called me, man.
Conway has numerous films to his credit, the latest of which is Hellhounds, starring former Valley resident Eva Hamilton and set for release in 2023. His advice to locals, book it and they will come. Whoa. Tom Maxidon, KJZZ News, Phoenix.